Chapter 4, Section 2, Reforming the Estates and the Monarchy. Frustrated by the system, the Third Estate representatives did revolt, and in June 1789 proclaimed themselves the National Assembly, the new official Congress of France capable of passing and reforming laws. It should be noted that some members of the Second and First Estates supported their Third Estate colleagues, among the most vocal being church official Abbe Emmanuel Joseph Sieyes, who actually coined the name National Assembly. The king responded by locking the Third Estate out of the meeting hall in the Palace of Versailles. The reps gathered next door, in the indoor handball court, and swore that they would not stop meeting, even if the king prevented them. This tennis court oath was the warning sign to the king that the people would no longer obey his authority. Yet Louis remained stubborn in enforcing the old system. The common people in Paris, just a few miles away from Versailles, knew that violence from the First and Second Estates was on the horizon. However, as in the case of the American Revolution, the supply of gunpowder was protected by the king in a prison fortress in the middle of the city called the Bastille. On July 14th, the revolution turned violent as angry mobs stormed the prison, killed the warden and several guards, and paraded around the streets with the decapitated heads on sticks. The king vowed to crush the rebellion, and the National Assembly applauded the use of violence to send a message. Unfortunately, this would just be the beginning of such violence.